Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. It's training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
And we're just back off of the practice fields again for the 13th time this summer. Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo. We've lost Andy Hart today.
Big time in us.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I can hear his voice in the background. It's annoying me.
It always does, yeah. I still hear it. I hear it in my dreams sometimes.
Yeah, he's on EEI, so Eric and I will take you home. But no pads today. Not a huge surprise since Philadelphia is coming.
Yeah, they had some
A little bit lighter today. Yeah, a little bit lighter today.
Good news today, Paul.
Really good news.
Some good news today health-wise. A little bit of a surprise. Aaron Dobson, second-year wide receiver, and your rookie first-round draft pick, Dominique Easley, for the first time this summer, put on some pads, put their jerseys on, went out there, and actually did some things early on in practice, and even later on in practice.
Did some of the individual drills, but certainly in the shells with everybody else, I would assume procedurally off of their lists, PUP and NFI, respectively. So really good news there. And then, you know, as practice continued, you started to see, I thought, a little bit more activity for some of the guys who had already been out there practicing. Most notably, Gronk, in a red jersey, doing some 7-on-7 work, catching passes. So no contact per se, but more involved
in
drills, with defenders.
Yeah,
and then Alfonso Dennard also taking part of some of that 7-on-7 stuff, which I haven't seen a whole lot of yet. So really good news. I agree with you, Eric, on the injury front.
Yep. On one little minor down note, injury related, quarterback Ryan Mallett, who was last seen on the field in Washington coming off the field at halftime, didn't take part in the Sunday practice that happened over the weekend and wasn't out there again today, wasn't even out there in any capacity, was completely absent. So that's not good news for him. Not really sure what it is that's keeping him out, but the fact that it's now 2 days in a row is a little bit of a concern.
I thought we know that he had a left knee problem that kept him off the field a little bit in the spring. I think he missed all of minicamp and at least one of the OTA sessions that we were privy to. I thought he dealt with something a little bit late in that second quarter on Thursday night. Now, a lot of people have speculated that that awkward slide that he had on one of his runs, I think the only run that he had, he sort of fell awkwardly to the turf and he may have tweaked something there. I thought he took a hit on one of the last throws that he made. He looked like he stayed down for a little while, rolled and was a little slow getting up. I don't know if he aggravated on the slide and that pushed him over. I was actually surprised to see him come out of the game at halftime. And I had tweeted that out, and some people were sort of wondering what. I'm not sure. Listen, we'll never know. Only Bill knows what the plan was in terms of playing time. But I felt like it was a little bit of a surprise to see Mallett get the plug pulled at halftime and have Garoppolo go in. Perhaps this is why. Perhaps. Don't know that for sure.
And Garoppolo had what I think most of us think was his best performance so far in that game.
Oh,
in the second half.
Nothing's even close. Nothing on the practice field was close to as good as he was in the game.
No,
Thursday.
But I thought today he played a little bit better than he has in practice, comparatively.
He made some throws.
Today.
He had some moments
today. He had a couple of
today.
Picks again. But
a couple of picks today, a couple of picks yesterday. Still, to me, does not look like the same guy in practice as he does in the games. And I wonder if maybe it's just more vanilla in the games and he's able to just pitch and catch.
Maybe.
I don't know.
They were doing a lot more situational down and distance work today, with adding the element of the clock running, having the field goal team run on, and trying to get a score late in the game. And I thought Garoppolo handled himself fairly well in those situations. Again, not perfect, but a little bit crisper, a little bit more confident making the calls at the line than he had been.
And whereas I think in the past he was erratic throughout a drill, I thought that he made some good throws and then made some erratic throws in the same drill. So I agree with you. I think he definitely doesn't lack confidence. And that's the thing I like the most about him is his presence. I think that he looks like a quarterback. He acts like a quarterback. When he talks to us, he sounds like a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And I know those things might sound a little corny, but I think they're important. I think that the face that you put forth as the quarterback, as the leader of your team, I think is important. I think he has all those intangibles in spades. I think he's exceptional in that. I think his presence is exceptional.
And the other quarterback that was out there today didn't have his best day either, Paul. He threw a couple of interceptions. Well, when you try to pick
on Malcolm Butler, that's what's going to happen to you. And I've been telling you guys this all – no, I mean, in all seriousness, Malcolm Butler also, we should add, was donning a red jersey at times today. So clearly he was banged up a little bit Thursday night. I think he went wire to wire Thursday night in that game. Played a lot of snaps, mm-hmm. if not all of them. Yeah, so he had a good day today, I thought, in coverage. Really, I thought, had got the better of Kembrell Tompkins on a number of occasions.
He did, and a lot of those throws, I mean, those interceptions weren't, you know, horrific throws by Brady. They were great athletic plays. Yeah. One of them was a...
The one on the deep out was just tremendous. He looked like Revis. Yeah. He cut underneath the route like Revis does.
Juggled it a little bit, kept both feet in bounds, had the whole presence. It was a really great play by the rookie, who's, I think, every day... winning himself a roster
spot. He's got a long
spot.
Way to go because of where he came from, Division II, West Alabama.
But he's playing. He's
what
getting
I like
reps.
About him, intangibly, is he appears to me, Eric, to be the same guy after a play he gets beat as he is after a play he makes.
Even keel, you mean.
He just comes right back. Mm-hmm. Well, I think he plays with a little bit of an edge emotionally, but he doesn't slump the shoulders. He doesn't get down on himself when he gets beat, and he just comes back and plays. I think he plays with a lot of confidence, and obviously that's a – prerequisite for cornerback. We should point out Brandon Browner was not out there today, and that allowed Malcolm Butler to get a lot more run than he normally would.
Right, and he had been getting a lot more reps even with Browner out there. But yes, that's a good point. A notable absentee today, Brandon Browner. We're still without Michael Homanawanui. We're still without Jeremy Gallen, the rookie. Couple of guys that got hurt in the Washington game, Chris Jones and Silver Seelinga, probably won't see them for a while based on the reports on what their injuries were.
Yeah, I think they're
were.
Both probably not going to be seen throughout the rest of the preseason.
A little bit of good news from Brian Stork, the center that they drafted, came out for Sunday's practice in just a jersey, did a little bit of work in the warm-up sessions, but then no sign of him today. So that was a little bit curious to me that he made a little bit of progress enough to come out here because we hadn't seen him at all and then wasn't out there at all today. So I'm just wondering what was going on there. But overall impressions of practice today, it was the first time they actually wore shells, I think, because the first couple of days they were you're not allowed to when camp starts. Then they went full pads pretty much the whole time, except for the walkthrough against Washington last week.
And that might be the only time they were
and
in
that
shells.
I think they were in shells. That was the only other time. So with the Eagles coming in the next couple of days, I would assume they're going to try to ramp things up a little bit more, go full pads with
fair assumption with
Chip Kelly's squad coming in. But what did you think of today's practice overall?
Well, I thought they, you know, predictably in shells, I thought there was much more emphasis in the passing game. I thought the deep passing game was an emphasis today. That's with all the individual drills before they got together for 7-on-7s and in the full teamwork. With mixed results, I thought Josh Boyce, again, he continues to have opportunities. He makes some catches.
Yeah,
others that
does.
I think he has a chance to make, he doesn't.
Yeah.
So he's still fighting consistency.
LaFell, I think, would put in that category.
LaFell and KT, I think both would fall into that category. Edelman continues to make most plays, although a brutal penalty on him on the it was the play of the day. It was an incredible one-handed catch that absolutely would not have counted in a game because he grabbed Kyle Arrington's shoulder, pulled him down, and with his other hand, one-handed,
made an
unbelievable catch
from Brady. Yeah, it was fantastic.
But he continues to be a tough cover for everybody.
Amendola, I think, the best camp of any player individually, and Amendola might be right behind him.
I would say it would be hard to top what Edelman has done in camp. I agree with you. One interesting thing that I've noticed, Eric, the last several days now is Nate Solder doesn't seem to be a staple at left tackle. He was with the first group during the two-minute drill at the end of practice.
Yes.
There were times during team periods earlier in practice where Marcus Cannon was the left tackle today with a group with Mankins. Dan Connolly continues to get a lot of run at center.
Yes.
Wendell is with the quote-unquote
twos.
The next
group that comes in. Yeah.
And then Jordan Devy is a guy who's getting a lot of run. He was at right guard today, not Josh Klein, who had been sort of in that group.
Yeah, they're still experimenting
Vollmer
with that
still
O-line,
there. There's
seems.
A lot of mixing and matching. Clearly, they're not sold yet on what
their starting five is
going to be because they're giving a lot of people opportunities to run with groups, you know, with Brady and with the first group.
And another point I want to make and stress, because I don't think we've maybe talked about it enough, is the fact that they've gone back, it seems, to the 3-4 almost exclusively on defense. And they seem like they're experimenting with that too, with the combinations of
players.
Yeah,
because they didn't play it as much during the game. So you're right, and that it's been going on for over a week now. So it's more than just, well, we got to be versatile. We got to have these different packages. Clearly, that's something they want to do at points. So it'll be interesting to keep an eye on that going forward.
And to that further that point, in the open field tackling drill that they do, where you know a lot of times they have a quarterback who gets hit, he tosses the ball, and the runner tries to elude a defender in open space. Chandler Jones, who we know defensive end, has been the last couple of years, he took part in that drill. The first time I can remember seeing somebody in that position doing the open field tackling drill, which isn't too much of a surprise to me, having seen that he's been playing stand-up outside linebacker in that 3-4.
Right.
But just noteworthy in the fact that they're making him do that has to mean that they have long-term plans for this 3-4 look that they're putting out here.
Yeah, so I think that's a safe assumption.
So that's going to put a wrap on today's and a little bit of yesterday's recap of practice. I'm looking forward to an exciting next couple of days, Paul, with the Eagles coming in here.
We're all thrilled.
The weather forecast, though, for later in the week may be a little bit dicey, so we'll have to see how the practice schedule unfolds. So as always, folks, if you're planning on coming down to watch practice, go to Patriots.com first.
We should point out, and probably your last chances.
Possibly your last chances.
For open camp, I think that's what the most recent update said.
Right. So check Patriots.com. As of now, as Paul said, 2 o'clock Tuesday is your next one with the Eagles. But check here for all the latest dates and times. But, if you want to come and see the Patriots practice, time is running out. So get here if you can. And if you can't, Paul and I, and maybe Andy, if he decides not to big time anymore, will join us again for another podcast tomorrow. So until then, for Paul, I'm Eric. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.